Now then, we hope that you had a wonderful Christmas, but Anna and I have decided to get back to business. Welcome to the Slim and Well podcast. Today, we would invite you to perhaps put on some loose clothing or your favourite pair of leggings, maybe a bit of bright leopard print lycra. How's your outfit today, Anna? Talk me through the outfit.
I've got a winter athleisure legging with side pockets. How good are these? And a pocket for my phone. I've actually got three tops on, two bras and a hoodie. And some white socks.
And I have my
I like these leggings.
My purple leggings, which are made out of bamboo, apparently.
Really?
And I have a crop top on, and I'm ready to like bust some moves, people, because today we're gonna
busting some moves right now. I'm just to frame it up. I'm sat here, cold. She's ready to bust some moves. That sums us up perfectly, doesn't it? Claire's ready to move. I'm ready to get a duvet.
Whether you are rejoining, whether you are a long-term listener of this podcast, we invite you to have a little bit of fun on your Slim and Well journey. We'll explain a little bit more about why we're here to move and why Anna is shivering in the corner wearing her winter leggings after we cue the ukuleles. Now then, this is a podcast that we put out every week, and we've been doing this for 3 years now. Both of us have kind of done all the ups, the downs, and everything that comes in between our Slimming World journey. You can listen to our back catalogue. You can go back to the start if you wish, or you can just pick out the episodes that you like the sound of or are relevant to you. There's tons of things there. There's everything from, I don't know, gosh, like mindset stuff. We've spoken to some brilliant guests like Slimming World Man of the Year, Diamond Member of the Year. Just tinkle through our back catalogue and see what's relevant to you. And, you know, welcome if you're new to the crew. If you're kind of resetting, you're rejoining, Christmas has drawn a line and you're like, right, let's get back on this weight loss journey thing. We have been in your shoes, we are in your shoes, and we are alongside you as we bumble our way through this journey to target.
Do you know what this is this week?
What is this?
My 22nd year at Slimming World.
No way.
Yeah, 22 years.
No
way. It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy how that seems so long but so short, but just so now, like, I think actually when I bleed, it has Slimming World that goes through the middle of it. It's crazy, isn't it? But you know, I love this time of year because it's renewed focus, it's renewed excitement, and I always feel like after Christmas, I have a slightly different perception because it's, you know, my birthday. But this, a lot of people get a bit down, but I think, no, new page. Imagine what you can achieve in January and how good you can feel by the end of it.
And you just nearly stole the headphone lead. Thanks very much.
I did. Trying to choke you there, weren't I?
So I've been a member of Slimming World in my most recent journey for 4 years. 4 years ago, I walked through the doors of Anna's group and she was my consultant. And here we are, 4 years later, finally.
We haven't divorced each other.
We haven't divorced each other. I'm at Target. And last time we finished with Anna lying on the grand piano because she is light as she's been for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
So clearly this podcast is working.
Well, yes, totally.
For both
I think we're
us.
In good shape. I think we're both in a really good space mentally with our weight, with our bodies, with our eating, with our activity. And people have been listening for a while will have seen that go full circle, won't they? So, yeah, we're here as a beacon of hope. That's how I used to think of it.
I think many people can kind of rejoin Slimming World and kind of just want to get that weight off and get it over and done with, and they can move on with their life. They can be fixed. They can be cured. But many of us have kind of been through that process, and then we find ourselves back here at the start again, and there can be a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of frustration as well. And I suppose what we decided to do a number of years ago is just to kind of really get a bit more curious about this. What are our emotional habits? What about our psychology, the mindset of what we're doing? How do we really make these habits stick? So that's been a big part of the exploration of this podcast series, which, yeah, that we've been doing now for 3 years. So yeah, lots of kind of things to get into. And body magic, obviously, is the topic that we're talking today. And I think a lot of people kind of think, yes, January, gonna join the gym, gonna like start couch to 5k or, you know, whatever they might want to do. And it kind of can be a very kind of stereotypical time that people think that exercise is going to be the answer, which it's part of the solution, but not the answer, right?
Yeah, I think it's all part of like the melee, isn't it? I think you need to have some activity and you need to eat well and your mind needs to be in the right set to be successful. But I, you know what I see in January, people come in, they're like, I'm going to nail the activity, I'm going to nail this, and they overcommit themselves. I've been that person who's joined up to a slimming group and then joined the gym, and by the first week in February I'm not doing either because I've tried to go too fast. So I always think about, I never set a resolution in January. I just want to like almost be kind to myself, because January can be a really critical month, I think, that make or breaks your year. Does that make sense? Because if you set yourself up for something that's unachievable and you don't succeed, you feel like you failed straight away, and then it's like, well, how's this year going to rock? But if you actually were kinder and said, right, I'm going to commit to doing something this month, what is it that I know I can get to the end of the month and say that I've done, I think you're far more likely to be successful. And I vowed myself with Body Magic that it's not going to be over-promising myself and then never committing. Do you know what I mean? Because you've had it before, haven't you? You know, where you've tried so hard to do something and when it gets tough, it can be very easy just to go, oh, I'm not going to do it. So I think it's really key with Body Magic, we don't scare ourselves.
The part that I think I started to think about differently this time, and, you know, to keep 5 stone off, especially amazing. Through a pandemic and everything, it takes a lot of work. It's not something, it's not luck, it's not hope, it is hard work and it is commitment, but the benefits you get, you know, really are so, so brilliant.
And it's key in the mind that you recognize the benefit you're getting, because where we wobble is when we see what we're losing, not what we're getting. So keeping reminding yourself the benefit of this is, actually, if I do this, I will get.
So a big part of what we've kind of learned about talking to some of the guests in previous episodes is the scales kind of are data and they represent a part of the picture. There are other aspects on the report card, if we say, that kind of demonstrate the all-round success of what we're doing. You know, that can be kind of habits, but then it can also be things like, you know, inches, the dress sizes that we're wearing, you know, belts, watches, knees, bras. Yeah, knees. Yeah. You know, it's these other things. So if you are kind of, well, do you know what? Wherever you are today, I would say if you've got time and you're not out running or driving somewhere, just hit pause maybe, grab a tape measure and just go capture that information. Maybe put it at the back of your members pack. Put it on a piece of paper, screenshot it on your phone, add a note to your phone just to get that data. Yeah, just capture that information because it will all kind of come fruition as you go through. Because I think a lot of people in the members pack, it actually has a little space, doesn't it? About inches.
Where we fill in like your weight loss targets. If you haven't got a tape measure, piece of string or wool and knot it and then measure every 4 weeks, or go buy a pair of jeans. I think it's also really important that you make a commitment to measuring that, you know, at a set time, like, actually, I'm going to do this a month, a Wednesday at 9 o'clock, so you know. Because I see so many people who get so fed up, and one of my lovely members, she calls it shape-shifting. She says, they come out in the middle of the night, it feels like they've rummaged with your body. It changes, doesn't it? And I was just getting changed to record this, and I looked in your mirror, and I was like, oh my God, I've got a muscle there and a bone there that I'm sure wasn't there last week. And it's celebrating those things, isn't it? Like, actually, when I bought this a few years ago, I couldn't zip it up. Now look at it. Like, baggy. And those are things to recognise in yourself. Whereas this time of year, it's very easy to berate yourself that you ate one too many mint chocolates after dinner.
And I think, you know, there can be a lot of kind of fear about exercise.
Oh, that's, you know, me, sister.
There's a lot of kind of Body Magic can, a lot of us kind of jump in on the food and get our head around the plan and then kind of deal with Body Magic later or maybe when we get to target. But I suppose like what we've kind of got our hands on today, and this is accessible to Slimming World members right now, is these brilliant, what do they call, like on-demand activity videos, which are part of the members' site. And a big part of this is kind of just getting you moving, getting you started. And if you're someone who perhaps hasn't kind of ventured down the Body Magic route, or if you are someone who does do a bit of walking and you're looking to think, right, what else? What next? I know if you do a bit of walking and maybe a bit that's fat burning, Do you want to start looking into flexibility? Do you want to start looking into cardio, where you raise your heart rate a little higher, or strength? These kind of videos have that expert kind of support there, but you can do it wearing whatever you want. I mean, we joke here that we've dressed up for this, but I've got my slippers on, not my trainers. You can do it in the privacy of your own homes. And I think that that allows people who are looking to make those first steps just to have a go, just to try and work it at your pace.
And also another thing that it's great for, someone who is not got a lot of time, but has 5 or 10 minutes, can do it from home. You haven't got to get to the gym. You haven't got to do that. Also, you know, when I was very overweight, the thought of anyone seeing me be active, all of that really scared me. So actually, you've got the safety of your own home. Also, someone who has injuries, you know, spinal reconstruction, I love the fact that there's something for everyone. Like someone who is maybe really active, there'll be something for them. But someone who's like me is like a 700-year-old dinosaur. There's also stuff there. And it's fun because you know what we've explored? You know when we did our twerk pong? What we found was that actually we need to spark joy for this to be fun. And actually having a good old smile, having a dance around the lounge can actually, you know, raise those endorphins and make you feel better.
Yeah, let me just recap. So there are about 50 different type of videos Amazing. That you can get on your Lifeline online. There should be some information that like maybe comes out with groups. Share this with your group members too. And it's got all these different durations. So some of them are 5 minutes. Some of them go up to 30 minutes. And it depends kind of how long you want to do. It might be that you kind of do the first 5 minutes of one video and then you kind of work your way up and keep doing a few more minutes each time. They've got interval breaks added into them. So then you can choose whether you need a break and you want to keep going, or you can just leave it there for the day. And, you know, the one that we've kind of picked out to do today, basically because we just want to have a bit of silliness and a bit of fun, is a dancing one.
And also, we couldn't get competitive with each other. Because if we were doing bench presses, Claire would be like really competitive with me.
I don't think bench presses are on this.
No. Do you know what I really like, though? There's a little timer that tells you about taking a break and it's like, have a drink. I'm like, thank you for telling me to sit down and have a cup of tea. But it really, I get scared. I get overfaced. I get really worried about doing it. So I don't do it. I put it off. But actually, this is so doable. I did one of these with my little girl as well, and she was able to join in. So I think these are a really great thing that actually now we've got something we can go to that we know is going to be actually going to be safe and actually going to be fun. So I love this.
The cool thing as well, if you're someone who really likes certificates and shiny stickers, make sure you go for the Body Magic Awards, right?
Yeah.
Because I think that this kind of like links on the members area to, you know, to make sure that you're kind of logging some of your body magic that you're doing. You know, there's bronze, there's silver, there's gold, there's platinum. If it's something that you've never really looked at, then make sure you kind of dig out the pack that you've got and read it and get into it. Could this just be another thing that you can kind of, you've got the headspace to kind of do?
But there's a new award, Claire.
A new award.
A Magic Mover Award, right? Now, when this first came out, I was like, "Put someone like Claire, who's like Platinum Body Magic, is going for the Olympics next year. Does she need a Magic Mover Award?" The great thing about this...
I need to reset that, but I'm not.
No, but you are compared to me,
but 4 years ago, I was not. Years ago, I pootled on a bike and I found it very difficult to walk upstairs and hills. I was exhausted. But over the last 2 years...
Yeah, you've really,
I decided to give Body Magic a go, and I'll explain that more later.
But what this is about starting something and getting it. So, you know what, you talk really about how you're really good at kind of the strengthening, the building exercises, your flexibility, but you talked about you wanted to do cardio. So what you would do now is you would get an award for starting the cardio, so you can get another shiny sticker, Claire.
I think that's what I kind of like about this Magic Mover. Whether you're someone who is just kind of very early on the journey and you feel that you're kind of quite sedentary and you just want to start doing a few steps, even 5 minutes, this award can be for you. Even for me, where I kind of, over lockdown, I used the pandemic to really harness the habit of body magic. And I worked through, I did my silver and my gold for the second time and then went on to do my platinum. So that was, 4, 5, 6 months of commitment to work through those awards. But I recognise, looking through the body magic plan that's kind of attached with Slimmer World's kind of new guidance, really, that there are elements that I can still kind of work on. And, you know, I never thought that 4 years ago, my kind of curiosity, I suppose, around taking the time to find what was my exercise, the times when I go to the gym and I truly like kind of amaze myself. I never thought that I would ever lift a barbell above my head, you know, or even touch it. 2 years ago, I'd never touched dumbbells more than, I don't know, 2-3 kilograms. I'm now, you know, deadlifting 55 kilograms
and
back squatting.
What does mean? Does it mean you're dead by the end of it? Like, what does a deadlift actually mean? Yeah, well, you're an example that you're not, because it's things like that that scare me. Like, you've conquered, you've gone through it, you've learnt the gym. Like, you know the words now, whereas I'd be like, oh, but that shows your progression.
I don't do it on my own. You know, I don't go do free weights in the gym on my own. Okay. I decided in the way that Slimming World works for me, I love going to group. I love being accountable. I love being a part of a family. I had to find my gym and my classes.
You did.
And then I committed to go into the class, you know, every week. And then I got to know some of the people. And then I had more confidence to start maybe not doing one class, but two classes a week. And I built it up very slowly. But I think what's really key about the whole aspect of body magic is the consistency. Consistency,
1,000%.
And that's what we mean about just these 1% improvements ultimately are kind of where you build up. You do it slowly, do it safely. You know, that's the thing. Don't kind of think that you want to go and do 5 gym sessions and 4 of these exercise videos in 1 week. Just commit, maybe like every Monday morning as you listen to this podcast, you go for a walk.
Yeah, or 5 minutes. Look at this. It's standing, sitting still less. Like, that is something to aim for. How many of us, especially since we've maybe started to work from home, just sit down so much? Like, actually getting up, programming yourself that every 20 minutes I stand up, I shake my arms, I shake my legs. Like, there are things you can do that will really impact your overall health. Another little tip that I learned through my consultant training is the sooner you can start, the more beneficial it'll be. So the more weight you have to lose, actually using that as your own almost type of weightlifting is incredible. So if you can start early on, as fearful as that is, just by taking a few extra steps, it's going to be much more beneficial, because we know to keep your weight loss off that you have to integrate activity long term, don't you? So I always think the thought of it is always worse than the actually doing it. But like you say, committing to something you know you can do, because consistency is key to weight loss and to activity.
I think it's always interesting. We've talked about this on previous episodes around body magic, about the kind of excuses that we give ourselves. I would have always said, I haven't got time, I haven't got money, I'll never be able to do that. Other people can run marathons. I'll never be able to do that. Other people can, you know, I can't do that straight away. You know, I need to be perfect. I need to be brilliant immediately, else there's no point me doing it. I've come up with all these kind of different excuses. And I mean, it's even like in the clothes that I wear, these actually fit me, these clothes.
Yeah.
But for many years, in fact, the girls at the gym were laughing at me only the other day, because I wore some leggings which I had when I was 5 stone heavier, because I hadn't done my washing.
We
had to do these things called burpees,
which should be illegal.
If you've done a boot camp or anything, you know, they're kind of like kind of press ups on the floor and jumpy stuff. Anyway, as I was doing the burpees, the bit around my belly was flapping. And I thought, this isn't holding the bit that is not so toned all.
Because you had 5 stone that stretched those leggings out.
But it's those small things that you kind of think as part of the report card, where you're capturing how you are progressing, how are you changing. It's me seeing those leggings, wearing those leggings for the first time in a year, because they were the only ones in my drawer. What, I've still got them, I don't know. Reminded me of where I'd come
from. Yeah, totally. And I think it's knowing with activity, chart your progress, use those fit logs. They're on the website, aren't they? And in your packs, like, because they can really help you to see where you are at the moment and then allow you to plan where you want to get to. And I think we all need reward and recognition. And so allow yourself to succeed, allow yourself to get bronze. Bronze is such a good one to go for because you're only committing to 15 minutes three times a week. So I've gone back to all my Body Magic awards. I've started on bronze. I'm on week two of bronze and I've got a treadmill in my kitchen and I'm literally making sure while the pasta's cooking, I'm on that blinking treadmill. And do you know what? The thought is far worse than doing it because when I've done it, I feel so smug. Do you know what I mean?
I've never felt pride in the same way that, like, the gym has really helped my mental health in the last 2 years. The kind of the part of having a routine, you know, being accountable, progress that I've made, looking at my body in a way that I never looked at my body in so many years. I'm actually got to the point now where I can be quite amazed at what my body is capable of, as opposed to where I was a few years ago in actually feeling kind of the self-hatred of, and I didn't have a full-length mirror for many years. I just wore leggings. I didn't wear jeans for 4 years because I didn't want to accept or look at the way that I've become. And now I can go to the gym and someone will say, "Wow, I love your top," you know, or "Your bum looks brilliant. You were psyching me on. When you do the squats, your bum looks great." And I never thought that that was possible. So if you are listening to this and you are perhaps at the start of your journey, then I am so excited for you right now because I hope that, you know, you can have a taste of what that feels like. This is possible. If you know, we can do this. If I can do that in just a couple of years, then I know that anybody can do this. And, you know, you recovered from having spinal surgery where you were bedbound.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I know that I'm never going to be someone who hits the gym 5 days a week. For me, I know that my activity is likely to be walking or a bit of dance around the kitchen. And I know that's what I'm happy with. Like, because for me, I think I've gone from such an extreme and my body is really quite delicate. But what I celebrate is the fact sometimes that I'm just stood up. Do you know what I mean? Because what I've recognised about my body, you know how you say you're amazed at what it can do? Like, I am utterly amazed with all the health problems I have that it's still together, still knitted together. And actually, it's really important that you don't make an excuse. Like, for me, with my health, I can't do it because of my health. Because actually, there is something you can do. Yeah, I can't do high impact. Couldn't go spinning. Couldn't do, you know, blaze and stuff like that. But actually, I can walk on my treadmill or walk the dog and stuff like that and have that as something I commit to. And I think it's finding your level rather than looking at someone else and saying, I couldn't possibly do what Claire does or whatever. It's finding what is good for you and that solid commitment. And just enjoying it. Like, I always say to my members with their food, you know you signed up to this and you're not being punished. Like, actually, if you hate running, don't run. If you love swimming, go swimming. Find it, because what happens when you hate something is you put the barrier straight up, don't you? When you find your thing, that's how you end up. Like, look at you in the pandemic with the skipping. Like, you skipped every day, didn't you? Like,
for one of them.
Yeah.
One of the lockdowns, not all of them,
but didn't you?
I decided to do 2 minutes every day.
And that was before doable. Breakfast. But that was so doable.
After a week.
Yeah. Oh,
immediately after a week, but before breakfast.
Yeah. We're so glad we got that fine detail. Yes. And I look at my little girl. She's just started kind of school and PE to her is so exciting. Like, she loves cricket and netball and all of that. And she loves it and she wants to do more. Whereas I think as adults, we've got our can't do that. And don't go out and have fun with it. So I say spark the joy. Just find that joy in it. And if it is running around the house, dancing to ABBA in the kitchen, let that be your thing.
If you want to kind of hear some more examples about the impact and the difference that this can really make, I would recommend listening to Nicola and Chris, who were Slimming World's Couple of the Year 2021. We did an episode called Bye Bye Takeaway, Hello Fakeaway, and they had saved so much money from swapping that they bought a mobile home. Oh my gosh. But more importantly, they shared their experience about that and what they were able to do as a family with their children.
Incredible.
And the impact that kind of opened doors for them, and they felt like instead of being on the sidelines watching, they were able to be in amongst it. So I'd highly recommend listening to that. But more importantly, Anna, we've been talking and sat down for so long that I think it's time that we practice what we preach.
I think the
I've got pins and needles.
I think it's run out of battery. I don't think we can.
Come on. Right, so we are going on to Lifeline Online, and apparently we type in Activity videos here. Activity video library. Okay, we're going to select one which is by Claire, and it is a dance video. I'm just going to load it up here. I love the fact that in the background of this, on the wall, it's like, I mean, their background compared to ours. I mean, I've got a squash seed on the floor here.
I mean, what could be more fitting?
Sorry, I didn't like Hoover before you came round.
It's okay. More for me to see.
I've got half plastered walls. You know.
I'll bring the glamour.
And inside the back of their background of their video, it's got Find Your Move Groove. Right, okay. We're going to press play and we're just going to do a little bit of this. You know what? We will share some pictures and some videos on our Instagram. And we would also encourage you...
5, 6, 7, 8.
Calm down, man. Oh, jeez. Okay, I think Claire's is a little bit easier than that.
Hi, members. My name's Claire and I'm going to be joining you in your disco-inspired dance workout.
All right.
Yes.
Let's move and come
on. Yes.
Oh, yes, sister.
Okay, so let's get those bodies nice and warm.
Okay,
and
okay.
Some disco vibes. So taking the legs wide.
Can you take the legs wide, Claire?
Take the legs wide.
Feeling that groove in the body.
Oh, yeah.
Start to warm it up. So we're going to start off with some hair and neck rotations. We go to the
left. No, left, right.
And in, upside.
Okay, we're turning the necks.
And again.
You've still got your slippers on, love.
I've still got my slippers on. It's all right, isn't it? You can do disco in your slippers.
And again.
Okay.
I'm just going to do that again.
Head twist to the right.
Okay, right, I'm twisting.
And in, upside.
I'm twisting too.
Okay.
And again.
I want to do like a bit more movie stuff.
Ear to shoulder.
How do we do that?
Squeeze.
Left.
Good. So you want to feel.
I like her leggings, can I just say that?
She's got a good outfit on there.
She's good outfit, yeah.
Shoulders up and down.
Up.
Oh, I like these.
Oh, shoulder shrugs, people. Shoulder shrugs.
Helps with the tension.
Try a single shoulder lift. There we go, right and down.
Oh, single shoulder shrug.
Good. Two off, shoulder roll back, the three.
Oh,
hello.
And switch.
Oh, I like where she just stops.
I mean, this is quite cool because we get to stand on the spot. We're not like kind of dancing too much.
Switch. Oh,
a lot of it's about the arms.
I know, but get rid of the finger wings.
Double roll back, roll.
Oh, hello.
And again.
Opening up the chest cavity there.
Three.
Two, one.
Coming forwards. In.
Ooh.
And again. And three, two, one. Ribs. So we're going to draw the ribcage forwards and then push back.
Oh,
we're going to release that lower back. Open the chest. And back.
Oh, anyway, right, I'm going to hit pause because it's like listeners are going to be like, what are they doing?
It's a
podcast. We're not having 20 minutes of this on a podcast.
I'm just going to have a quick lie down.
Are you warm?
I feel good. Yeah, I am warmer than I was before. But that's probably because of all my tops.
I mean, I'm curious, like, where it goes to. I did, before you came, have a little skip through.
I did.
And I did. I've got to say, I am no dancer, right? I mean, if you see me on the dance floor, I am the Egypt, like, doing the old finger pointing side to side.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Do you know what I mean? That's about where I go.
I'm the musical
I remember
producer.
Wigfield Saturday night and the Macarena.
Oh my god.
But I'd need to kind of like practice this one, I think, before I did it in public.
I mean, the thing about this is I had a little play and it made me laugh and smile because I was going the wrong way. I was totally doing not what she was telling me to do. But I came out warm, heart beating and happy.
Yeah, and you know what? How many of us in January don't really want to leave the house because it's dark, it's cold, and we've all been sat on the sofa just watching endless crap Christmas movies anyway.
Yeah, and I think the thing about this is it's not hard. Like, you don't feel like you're going to vomit. You don't feel like you need someone to call you an ambulance. Like, this is doable. And I think, another mistake I've made is going in and doing, all right, I've got to do a full, I don't know, insanity workout for 47 minutes and I haven't exercised in 10 years. You know.
I like the fact that we can pause it.
I mean, pause is my favourite thing in life. Just because sometimes it's really important to say, actually, I'm knackered right now. I need to sit down and catch my breath and then start again in a minute. So yeah. I like that. Don't try and do too much too soon. So, and I love the fact that this looks like a house, is a house, because actually it just shows you can do it anywhere.
Well, yeah, and we are managing to do it in my living room.
We are.
Well.
I'm surprised the competitiveness hasn't come out in you yet. She's going to make me record something in a second, guys, and she's probably going to try and beat me at it. So
right, no, but I'm going to skip to the bit where she does all the weird coordination okay. stuff that I is not my forte. Okay, she's got her arms and she's got her legs going. I have skipped 12 minutes in.
Okay.
Come on, then. Are you feeling stretched? I don't want you to sue me. Can I just put a disclaimer here? You're not going to sue me.
Well, I can't promise anything.
You've not got your trainers on, so you could fall over on
it's
the laminate
right.
floor.
Okay,
here we go.
Then try and get that chest.
Okay, right.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
moving the arms.
Oh, yeah.
Wiggling the bum. Wiggling the bum.
Let's follow through.
Okay, I can do that.
Oh, hello. She got a bit faster.
This is like the time warp, isn't it?
Again.
Let's do the time warp again.
Oh, hello.
And switch.
Claire's curtains.
Nearly there. And side.
This is where the postman comes, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Just march it wide
and feel that. Oh, I like marching it wide.
She looks brilliant.
She does.
I mean,
she just looks natural. Oh, congratulations!
It says fantastic. You've done 10 minutes. Well, we obviously know that we have
we
not.
Lied.
Ready for the next 5 minutes? Grab a drink and shake it out.
Oh, I like shaking it out.
Oh, and it has a little countdown.
Yeah, it's so good. This is where I lay on the floor yesterday.
Right. Well, I think that maybe you know what on this podcast we've done badminton. We've done twerk, ping pong. Who says that body magic means going out for a 5K run until you...
Not us.
Not us. We're here to do all kinds of weird and wonderful stuff. I feel like there should be a hashtag.
Anna's not dead.
Weird things that Anna and Claire should do as body magic on the podcast or something.
No, unless it's warm and, you know, it's in a very exclusive, beautiful place. I'm not doing it. Don't say anything outdoors because it will be a categoric no.
My favourite thing was when we did the episode, Easy as Riding a Bike, and the introduction, I managed to get Anna to get her leg over my bike and then nearly wet herself from laughing so much. So
I was riding my child's bike with stabilisers on the other day. It was much fun.
Well, everyone's got to start somewhere, Anna. That's all I'm going to say. Look, we hope that you've just had a bit of fun listening to this, and go check out the videos for yourself, you know, and if you've got some kind of cool outfits that you want to wear, maybe you might wear your disco outfits to do that workout video. I don't know. Let us know. Maybe what do you think about the videos? Tag us in your photos and drop us an email just to let you know. So we're on Instagram at Slimmer World Podcast. We'll put some photo and videos of us doing some of this. And you can email slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
I might just be the camera woman for that. I'll film you. I'm really good. Vote, guys. What do you think? Should Anna be the camera woman and make Claire?
Too late. Too late. We're both doing it. Oh, just a note as well that next week, don't worry if you don't see a podcast appear on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It's because from next week, the 3rd of January, as we mentioned in a little kind of Brucey bonus episode the other day, we are moving to do bonus members podcasts. So it means if you listen via the podcast New Home, which is on Lifeline Online, then you get a podcast every week. If you're listening to us on here, it's just going to be every other week moving forwards. But next week, we are uncovering the new members pack, which if you go to group... if you rejoin, you're going to get access to this. It is brilliant. It is a pack unlike any pack that we've seen before. We have got our post-it notes. We have scribbled on it. We have put notes all over it. And we're going to talk it through page by page if you want to just kind of enjoy that as almost like a new member talk.
Yeah, it's a lovely little sprinkle of mojo, that pack. And it's so pretty.
Yeah.
So pretty. Yeah.
So that will be on as a bonus members podcast. You can search for Slimming World Podcast, find it where you normally go for your food search on the browse section of Lifeline Online.
And on the app.
And on the app, yeah, exactly. Right, we'll do some photos and videos of this now.
The phone's ringing.
Okay,
There's an emergency. Bye!
Have a great week and Happy New Year too. Bye!
Bye!